The U.S. Congress's Joint Economic Committee has released updated statistics on veterans' unemployment numbers since 9/11/2001. Committee Chairman Senator Bob Casey says the high unemployment rate among the nation's nearly 2.5 million veterans who have served since then is unacceptable. Alaska's overall unemployment rate as of May is 7.4%, but the number is higher for vets. I spoke with Verdi Bowen, who is the Director of Veterans Affairs for the state of Alaska, about what kind of a job market Alaska's vets can expect when they are discharged.
Our veterans actually in the state of Alaska are employed a lot better than the lower 48 states. Our veterans in Alaska are running at 8.1% unemployment. The overall population for veterans is at 14.8%, which is a lot higher than the standard rate. And in some places that you go to, in certain areas of the country, it climbs into the 20 percentile range. And a lot of those areas are hit with factory closures or factory turndowns. And we do have, right now, currently, we have a lot of veterans calling Alaska looking to see what kind of workplace or work programs that we have to put veterans in to help them be employed, probably driven because of the fact that our unemployment rate is lower.
Could you outline for me some of the programs that veterans can take advantage of?
Well, here in Alaska, we have the Alaska Job Center Network, which is throughout the state. And specifically, they have areas set up for veterans in Anchorage, Eagle River, Fairbanks, Juneau, Kenai, Wasilla. And what they are is that they help them do priority job referrals within either federal government jobs or state jobs. They provide career counseling at the job centers. They do career assessments. Sometimes a veteran will come in and might need some testing or something to qualify for a job, and they will help them with that. They have some special programs for special need veterans, because sometimes we have veterans that have handicaps.
In general, what would you suggest to, like, the most important thing a returning veteran could do?
The most important thing a returning veteran could do, even prior to hitting the job market if they're returning and they're being released from active duty, is to file for all the benefits that the VA has to offer them. Currently, right now, our veterans returning from combat have the post-9/11 GI Bill, and is probably one of the best education programs since World War II. It allows them to go to school, and if they go to, say, the University of Alaska, it'll pay 100% of their tuition fees and books, and it'll also provide them a monthly stipend. In the Anchorage area, it's $1,900 a month, and they will be able to train in any areas that they would like to, as long as it falls in line with the VA-certified programs. Also, along with that, is if they were injured while they were either in combat or in the service, they also qualify for something called vocational rehabilitation. And what that is that's an outstanding education program that the VA has, and it takes into account their disabilities and tries to match them up into a job that will allow them to sustain a fairly decent quality of life.
Given the high technology of our military, wouldn't you think that many a veteran would have a technical knowledge that would be valuable in the marketplace?
In today's world, even your infantryman has to go through massive amounts of computer skill training, map reading, GPS. If you go through the list of things, most of them have attained at least 20 to 21 college credits within their first 4 years of service. And it's done through all of these education programs. And most of these skill sets do transfer to the civilian workforce.
Are there any incentives given to employers that would urge them to hire veterans?
Yes, there is. We do have some incentives. And the way that's done, it's done through the like helmets to hard hats. It's usually in the trades program plus, I want to say, student program, because it helps the military person transition into the commercial sector through the trades program, and it pays them an extra stipend from their GI Bill to allow them to pursue that education track. The best one that I know of off the top of my head is Troops to Cops. That is an outstanding program to get people into the local law enforcement.
How about our rural Alaska veterans? There's quite a few Alaska natives who serve. They come from areas where there were no jobs to begin with. So is there any kind of outreach to those remote areas?
Yes, there is. We have gone out to the remote areas of Alaska and have listened to some of their difficulties that they have of trying, especially when it comes to the education realm, because they were having difficulty using their post-9/11 GI Bill. And Congress passed a law, and the president signed it into law. Actually, the president signed into law the post-9/11 2.0 program in January of this year, and it's actually in effect October of this year. It'll allow people in remote areas to do distance learning and give them a portion of their monthly housing stipend. You know, the biggest key for our veterans when they return home is that to take full advantage of the benefits that they've earned at the VA and to take full advantage of their education benefits so that they are able to level the playing field so that they're more competitive in the job market.
Ferdy Bowen is Director of Veterans Affairs for the state.